guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, I came across this story, and I don't remember, I was on vacation, and somehow it came across my feed, so I don't remember if one of you gentlemen sent it in to me. If you did, thank you, or if I found it somewhere else, like on one of the forums or something. But, you know, I noticed this when I'm reading a lot of stories about infidelity, and I don't really look for stories of guys cheating on their wives, because we know that happens. And I always like to relate to you guys, you know, kind of why, let's read stories about why women did it. Maybe there's something to learn from it. Maybe that's just another example of how things are going south on us. And there are stories of guys doing the same thing, and that it's not that big a deal. But almost in every case where the man ends up cheating or leaving, he says it's because either A, she let herself go and he wasn't attracted to her anymore, or B, he's not getting the bedroom action that he'd like to, and he feels that he needs that, and he's able to find somebody else to fulfill that for him. Those are about usually the two main ones that we hear about men stepping out on their girls or their wives. With women, though, it seems to be, well, money issues, argument issues, he doesn't pay enough attention to me, and that can be he doesn't pay enough attention to me because he's working too much, or it can be he doesn't pay enough attention to me, period. And then there's he's too clingy, he's too needy. Like, it seems to be a very, very long list of reasons why women seem to cheat. This is an interesting article, not in that she cheated, or not even the reason why, but the fact of why she's sorry she cheated, why she feels bad about her cheating. And this is something else that I notice in a lot of articles, and I don't always do them as videos, but I think this is kind of an interesting tell. And so let's go over this, and you'll see what I'm talking about here. So it says, relationship rehab, why I cheated on my amazing husband. He's the perfect husband, and they have four beautiful children, but on a recent girls' trip, her marriage took an unexpected turn. Now, very rarely do you hear a man say, yes, I cheated on my wife. Why? She's a perfect wife. That doesn't really ever happen. So let's read through this, and then you'll get an idea what we're... It says, I cheated on my amazing husband. Question. What is this pop up? Okay, question. Please help me. I don't know what to do. I've been married for 15 years, and I have four beautiful children. My husband is an amazing person and father. He is the best husband a wife could ask for. And you know, I do these videos, everyone, and some of these kind of, I guess, sound like other ones too, but... The thing that I really want to drill into your guys' head is that it's not you. It doesn't have to be you. You can be a wonderful, perfect person, be well-rounded, be a good family man, be a good supportive husband, maybe even be a good lover, and it's still not enough. But that's not the takeaway from this video. Hang in there. I have a group of girlfriends that I have known for a very long time, and we go away at least twice a year together for a few days at a time. The last time we went away, I met a guy while at a pub, and we hit it off straight away. I ended up sleeping with him a couple of times while I was away. So many times you'll hear on men's forums and things, do not let women do the girls' trip. No ladies' night out, no girls' trip. And women say, oh, that's not fair. It's very controlling. But this is why men feel that way. Because here you've got... Again, being a good husband, being a good father, everything she could ask for. She even says this. But yet it's not enough to keep her from wanting to see what else is out there and to experiment a little fun while she's away. The danger in this and the difference that it is between a man and a woman is when a guy goes out in a new town or a pub or something like that, it's much more difficult to get attention and to meet a woman and to have this quick hookup response. Not for this guy, obviously, whatever guy that she was with while she was away out of town, it happened for him. But, you know, as a like a traveling businessman just landing in a town, staying for 2-3 days, even if he goes on a dating app and he's active and he's in pubs and things like that, we don't have the ability to just make something happen. But I can't tell you a female friend or acquaintance or any woman I've met that can't walk into a bar and just kind of put it out there of, hey, I'm looking for some action. And then it's her choice which guy she decides to go with. And that's what a lot of men know, is that women are supposed to be kind of the gatekeepers of the bedroom. And when they say, okay, it's a free-for-all, I'll take anybody, there's a line. But if a guy says the same thing, hey, free-for-all, women are like, yeah, good for you, who cares? It's because it's not the same. So this is why a lot of men will constantly talk about, hey, I am not comfortable with the ladies' trips, the girls' nights out. This, so when we talk about these things, that's what we're talking about. And this is why. Because if she decides to open the gates for anybody, it's going to happen. It's just going to be which one does she decide to choose. She continues on, my girlfriends know all about it and are very disappointed with me for it, for what I did, because they all know how amazing my husband is. My husband is good friends with one of my girlfriend's husbands, and I'm really scared that he will tell my husband if he finds out what I did. So in other words, she's afraid, because everybody likes her husband, she's afraid one of her female friends will tell her husband, and her husband will tell the girl that cheated's husband, right? I know my husband will be devastated. I'm scared he will leave me. I don't know if I should come clean and tell him or take a chance that my friend will never tell her husband. I have not been able to eat or sleep properly for a couple of weeks now, and my husband keeps asking what's wrong. Please, I beg you, help me. Now, you notice in here there is no regret. There's no, well, there's regret, but it's not regret for what she did to her husband. There is no, I can't believe I did this to him. He's a good guy. He's a good father. I've hurt him. You know, I've broken a trust we have. Nope, none of that. What is her fear? Fear of getting caught. Not fear or shame that she did it. It's all fear about getting caught. Her other fear is that he will leave her. Why does she fear that? Well, she'll be left alone. She will maybe not win any, maybe she'll lose custody of the kids. Maybe she won't win any child support. Although even the fact that she did the cheating, usually the first one to go to the attorney will have the best odds. So if she did that, she'd probably still win that court case. But you know, it's all about her loss. It's all about her. It's her loss, her, him leaving her, him finding out, and somehow it will negatively impact her. There is no thought process in any of this, at least in what she's written, of that I feel horrible, I feel bad, I did something bad, how do I reconcile this with my husband? No, it's he may find out or he may not. So if he finds out and I didn't tell him, it could be bad, should I tell him first? So now this is a relationship rehab from news.com/au, so it's from Australia. And here's the answer that they give. I don't know who it is that gives it, but even this is wrong. Well, at least in my opinion. I can't tell you what to do in this situation. There's something that only you can decide. It will largely depend on your values and the kind of relationship you want. Well, it's apparent she has no values, and she certainly doesn't value her husband's commitment and everything he did for her, obviously. It's understandable that you're scared your husband will leave you. There's certainly a chance that if he finds out, he will. What I can tell you is this. Infidelity doesn't necessarily mean the end of a relationship. And that's what I disagree with. It does. It does. If somebody takes money from you and you forgive them, they will take money from you again. If someone, and a great example again is kind of current society right now. If someone is rioting and you arrest them and you release them without charges, guess what they turn around? They turn around and they can continue to riot. We've actually seen this. Same thing in New York City has a bail reform right now, which is someone gets arrested, they do not have to pay bail. They're just released until their court date. And on the same day, one gentleman was caught and released three times for assault. So it's obvious that if you forgive somebody for them doing something, they're going to do it again. So infidelity does mean the end of a relationship. You can never trust this person again. And no matter, let's say that they decide to continue to work through this after he finds out, and she says, hey, I've got to work late tonight. Does he trust her? Hey, I'm just going to stop by and see a couple of friends. We're having coffee Friday night, or going out for a couple of drinks Friday night. Does he trust her? The fact is that he might even tell her yes, but then he's going to be sitting there. He's going to be worrying about it, and it's going to be on the front of his mind, and he's going to be upset, and he's going to be sitting there biting his nails, wondering if she's up to something. And that is not healthy for him. For her, it's fine. She can go out and have a great old time. But for him, it's always going to gnaw at him. And I've been in a relationship like this. I did it once. I tried to make it work out. And not only did the stress eat me alive, but Come to find out, she cheated again. So, you know, there's a reason why. Once a cheater, always a cheater. So I never say that, I mean, if she's done this to you once, it's over. And if a guy does it to a girl, it's over too. I'm saying both ways. But here, you just no way. They continue on, although we often hear cheating described as unforgivable, which it is, it doesn't necessarily mean the end of a relationship. Yes, it does. The truth is many relationships recover from infidelity and emerge stronger than before. No, it doesn't. Relationships where infidelity is confessed as opposed to being found out have a higher chance of succeeding. That turned out really great for everybody I've ever heard of that happening to. Not so much. A recent study of couples in therapy found that marriages in which someone keeps infidelity secret are twice as likely to divorce as when fidelity is disclosed. Either way, it's still not going to work. They say your husband knows something is off. Often partners of people who have had or are having an affair say they knew something was off on their partner, or their partner was being distant. They just didn't know. They weren't sure what it was about. The longer it takes to find out, the more difficult it can be to recover from. Finding out that you lied when you asked about it can feel like a double betrayal. Infidelity takes time and patience to work through. I'm not going to read through the rest of this because it doesn't work. They say it's likely your husband will want to understand exactly why you did it. Did you know what led you to pursue the other man? None of this is relevant. It does not matter. It doesn't matter. Once the cheating has occurred, it's over. So the important thing here, and there's two lessons from this one. I haven't decided which I'll put on the thumbnail. I usually decide after the video's done and I'm waiting for it to upload to YouTube when I do my thumbnails. But there's two takeaways from this. Number one, once she cheats, you never take her back. I think that'll be my thumbnail. Once she cheats, never take her back. And number two, you notice the fear was about losing him, not about what she did wrong, not about the way she not only perhaps hurt her husband, but the way she would have hurt her four children. Imagine sitting in a pub or a bar or whatever, and you're thinking about, hey, if I do this and I get caught and my husband finds out, I'll probably lose him. But what's it going to do to my four children, in which my husband is, and she self-proclaimed this, an amazing husband, a wonderful man. He's good to me. He's good to my kids. And if that didn't run through her head, then she's exceptionally selfish. And if it did run through her head and she still went ahead with it, that shows her that she's still exceptionally selfish. But that thrill of the moment overcame all the 15 years of good he did for her, all the 15 years he did for the family, more important than four kids. And maybe she just felt like, hey, after four kids and I'm a little bit older now, this attention is awesome. Great, take it for the attention. Say, hey, I'm really flattered. Thank you for thinking I'm attractive, but you know, I'm married, I have kids, I have a family. But no, wasn't even given a thought, it seems like. And now the only fear is what she has to lose, still being selfish. So guys, I don't know, man, but it's just one more instance of, I will tell you now, if a woman has ever wronged you, lied to you, cheated on you, stepped out on you, hidden something from you, call it a day. Just call it a day. Because once you start doubting them, once you start feeling like you can't trust them anymore, you can't, and you never will, and that will never be a healthy relationship. The only way this works is if it's some guy that's just so head over heels in love with her and has so few other options that he is willing to forgive her to keep her, shows that he has no one else in his life that's worthy of his attention and that he's not good enough to get another woman. Because I will tell you, it is easier to go out and find somebody new and forge something new than it is to try to correct something like this that she's done to him. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Don't forget to check out my older videos. I put a lot of time and effort into them. And go check out betterbachelor.locals.com. I have a forum up over there. You can be a member for free. You can sub and support my work for $3, as well as post and get involved over there. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, Once she's cheated, that's it. It's over. Once she's lied, any of that stuff, it's over. Get out. It's better to be alone than to be with somebody that takes you for granted and doesn't appreciate you for who you are.